Anual de la Asociación de Naciones del Sudeste Asiático, la ASEAN, una cita en la cual los líderes de la comunidad del Sudeste Asiático insistieron en la situación de Myanmar y pidieron a la Junta Militar cumplir con sus compromisos de detener la violencia e impulsar un diálogo entre todos los actores del país y también avanzar hacia la restauración democrática de ese país después de la toma del poder por parte de los militares en febrero pasado. También abordaron la situación de la recuperación económica del sudeste asiático debido y después de la pandemia de COVID-19 y la necesidad de fortalecer la cooperación entre sus miembros para enfrentar los efectos causados por la pandemia. Esta cumbre, recordemos, cuenta con la participación de los principales socios de la ASEAN. Estamos hablando de China, Estados Unidos, Japón, Rusia, y en estos debates ha participado el primer ministro de China, Li Keqiang, quien pidió reforzar la cooperación pragmática y mutuamente beneficiosa entre China y la ASEAN y también avanzar en el código de conducta del mar de China Meridional para tratar de resolver siempre a través del diálogo y sin enfrentamiento las disputas que mantienen China y varios países del sudeste asiático por la soberanía del mar Meridional, unas disputas que siempre han tratado de resolver por la vía pacífica, por la vía dialogada, pero que en los últimos meses se han exacerbado sobre todo debido a las constantes intromisiones de los Estados Unidos en esa cuestión. Sobre la actualidad de las relaciones entre China y los Estados Unidos, pues también trascendió que China rechazó las recientes declaraciones del secretario de Estado de los Estados Unidos, Anthony Blinken, sobre el apoyo a la participación de la isla de Taiwán en el sistema de las Naciones Unidas, y Zhao Lijian, vocero de la Cancillería de China, dijo que el apoyo de Estados Unidos a las fuerzas separatistas en Taiwán constituye el principal peligro para la estabilidad en el estrecho de Taiwán. Aseguró que Taiwán forma parte de China y que la República Popular es la única y legítima representante de la nación china ante las Naciones Unidas, un principio que Estados Unidos y el resto de la comunidad deberían respetar.
En Cuba se realiza una importante reunión de representantes del Poder Popular. Fabiola López amplía la información.
Desde la mañana de este miércoles tiene lugar aquí en el Palacio de las Convenciones de la capital cubana el séptimo periodo ordinario de la novena legislatura de la Asamblea Nacional del Poder Popular. Esta reunión de los parlamentarios cubanos está transcurriendo de manera semipresencial con la presencia del presidente cubano Miguel Díaz-Canel y también la asistencia de dos diputados que son integrantes de la generación histórica de la Revolución, los comandantes de la Revolución José Ramón Machado Ventura y Guillermo García Frías. La reunión de los parlamentarios comenzó con una declaración que fue aprobada por todos y se trata de una denuncia al gobierno de los Estados Unidos por continuar desarrollando su estrategia de guerra no convencional contra Cuba, intentar promover el caos, la desestabilización e intentar imponer el cambio de sistema en Cuba. Pero la jornada fundamentalmente va a estar debatiendo en su agenda temas económicos. El ministro de Economía estuvo informando sobre el comportamiento de la economía en este primer semestre de 2021 y decía que la economía cubana había perdido el 13% de su producto interno bruto entre 2020 y lo que va de 2021, lo cual se sentía en la vida de los cubanos, pero que se estaban buscando soluciones y el camino era la producción. También está siendo debatida durante la jornada la liquidación del presupuesto del 2020, también la tarea ordenamiento, que fue una medida que comenzó en este año en enero, y se van a estar viendo los pormenores de esta tarea, además del enfrentamiento a la COVID, la labor de la ciencia en el enfrentamiento a la COVID. También se van a estar debatiendo cuatro proyectos de leyes que van a revolucionar el sistema procesal y el sistema de justicia en Cuba.
Así llegamos al final de esta edición del Informativo Pacífica. Nuestro más profundo agradecimiento a todos los medios y personas que hicieron posible este programa. A nombre de Norma Martínez, se despide de tu amigo de siempre, Fernando Velázquez. Gracias por acompañarnos.
They told me, you know, we'll give you a day, we'll give you a week, however long it takes for you to accept our help to be healed and to become a child of God and denounce being gay.
Honoring the memory of Dr. Anonymous, coming up on the Rainbow Minute.
I got three quarters of the way through several times and was like, well, I have no idea how this would end, so I have to start over. But one thing I know is I can't end a story without hope.
To This Way Out, the international LGBTQ radio magazine. I'm Lucia Chappelle. Nicaragua's NGO Purge targets its oldest queer group. Gay Taiwanese movie sings out a universal love song and upending the artistic process with Amanda Kayback. All that and more this week because you've discovered This Way Out.
I'm Joe Bainline.
And I'm John Dyer V.
With NewsWrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting LGBTQ communities around the world for the week ending August 28, 2021. The government of Nicaragua is aiming to shut down the country's oldest LGBTQ advocacy group. The Interior Ministry has asked the National Assembly to annul the legal nonprofit status of Fundacion Xaquiquetzal and 14 other non-governmental organizations. President Daniel Ortega's Sandinista National Liberation Front is the controlling party in the assembly.
They knocked on my door about 4 p.m. They had feds written all over them. I could tell by the wriggling antenna, six legs, and the brittle metathorax that they were the FCC. They told me they were tracking pirate radio broadcasters. Smart ones. Broadcasting from cars. Broadcasting from inaccessible mountaintops. Broadcasting fresh perspectives and unusual music. It was their job to put a stop to it. And they needed my help. The money was good, so I took the job. Although the FCC guys gave me the creeps. They kept running behind the refrigerator whenever I turned the lights on. We tracked a signal to a private residence near Brisbane. We could hear them laughing inside the house. It sounded like a real party. We were there to spoil that party. The way the FCC explained it, the airwaves belonged to them. Why is that, I asked them as they got ready to slip in through the cracks in the floorboards. Because they didn't buy a license, they answered, their trochanters rubbing in anticipation. How much is a license, I asked. Between 50,000 and 100,000, they answered. Suddenly, I realized I was at the wrong party. The micro-broadcasters weren't hurting anybody. As a matter of fact, their music was fresh, their perspectives unusual, and the flavor was decidedly not corporate. Hold it right there, radio people. We're the FCC, they said, antenna waving. And they banged on the door. But these radio people were smart, very smart. They knew the FCC had no warrant, and they knew the FCC. They turned some bright porch lights on, and the FCC scuttled away into the foggy night. I stood there on the porch for a moment, wondering whether to tell the radio pirates how much I'd like the program. As I walked away, I heard them talking.
Hey, man, how often does that happen?
Don't worry about it. You sprinkle a little boric acid near the baseboards and they never come back.
I heard diatomaceous earth works, too.
I knew boric acid was non-toxic, but I knew it could kill. It crossed my mind to warn the FCC in case they ever came back. After all, they were my clients. And then I thought, nah.
Check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2. They say when it comes to times of war, the first casualty is truth. And nothing could be more truer than what has taken place since 9/11 here in the United States of America, the country where most of us live. It's been a whole lot of folks who have a whole lot of power, who have a lot at stake, that have definitely been playing games with the truth. And one of the ways they've been doing that is silencing people who have different opinions and different takes on things. They've been making people feel like they are somehow out of step with the rest of the country if they speak out, have been marginalizing people's remarks, and going so far as to even consider calling people traitors and what have you. Well, thank God for hip-hop, because within hip-hop there's always been people willing to speak the truth even when it's unpopular. When you listen to this album, What About Us, keep in mind that we finally get to put our perspectives out there. That's the perspectives of young people, the perspectives of young people of color. All those individuals and folks who come from all these different backgrounds who were absent at the table when they were calling up all these experts to tell us why we need to go and engage in all these different wars and pass all these various laws for the security of this country. The things that have been prescribed by the people in leadership aren't the only solutions. And so on this album, you'll hear the perspectives and the solutions offered from a whole lot of other people who I think make up the majority of this country. Peace, everybody. This is Davey D. I'm out of here.
Aleluya, 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 Everywhere I be, people recognize. Everybody see. You could be a friend. You could be a foe. You can play with my paper. Yeah, you gotta go. Cause my country disappears. And the artillery. Don't fuck with me. Hustling's in my blood. My father's name is Britton. Resume consists of the robbery, killing and whipping. Filthy rich and the biggest hitter that you ever seen. But once I'm older, I'm taking over. I'ma be king. I was locked up in jail when he got the new land. Opened my cell, I guess that's how the story began. First mission was to clear it out and claim it as mine. Indigenous people were peaceful. It took no time. Great grandmother Africa was blind and disabled. Sons was traitors. We played divide and conquer and bait. Sold the children into slavery and bubbled up quick. Started making side deals and that's how I got rich. Father Britton found out and tried to put me in check. He don't understand I'm a man and I deserve some respect. Try to bring it to me, but I play for keeps and I won. Still my daddy, but he ain't the only man with a gun. More money, more problems, little brother is wild. They call him the South, he country with a big ass mouth. Try to show him new business, but he don't want to change. Love him, but I knew eventually I'd blow out his brains, cause I'm a hitter.
Everywhere I go, everywhere I be, people recognize, everybody see. You could be a friend, you could be a foe. You can play with my paper, and play, you gotta go. Cause my country disappeared, and the artillery.
Daddy's still cool when my uncles is with us. France, Russia, and Italy, and we all kill us. It's this nigga named Germany that's out of control. Rolling with Japan and Turkey, and them niggas is bold. He attacked Prince of Russia, and we all went to war. Uncle France damn near died at the tip of his sword. When the smoke cleared, we won, let him retreat. Should've killed him because he knew he had us close to defeat. Kicked it off again 20 years later, and it was on. This time, my uncle Italy traded, and he was gone. I was neutral when Japan hit me, guess that he knew. I ain't gonna let my family fight without me jumping in, too. With a loss of fighting in Germany's weapon supply. Kamikaze. The Japanese was always ready to die. Drop atomic bomb, let the niggas know that it's real. Speak soft with a big stick, do what I say and be killed. Cause I'm a hitter.
Everywhere I go, everywhere I be, people recognize, everybody see. You could be a friend, you could be a foe. But if you play with my paper and play, you gotta go. Cause my country disappear, and the artillery. Don't fuck with me.
Racing with my Uncle Russia, we the ones with the guns. He supported the North, so I rode with South Vietnam. Thought it would be easy, but almost 60,000 died. They was harder than Koreans, so we ran for our lives. It's a family called the Middle East, and they got bread. Selling oil, they don't put me in and off of their head. Got a nephew named Israel that's right in the middle. Give him weapons for as long as he could dance to my fiddle. Had a partner named Iraq, gave him weapons and money. Niggas start getting power, and he start acting funny. Saudi Arabia's fool who got his son Bin Laden. I was training the soldiers to go against the Russians and stop him. Then he tried to say, I need to take my soldiers and cut. Gave him the finger, that's when he flipped and blew my shit up. Took it to him, and I'm about to take it back to Iraq. And if you ain't my blood brother, you're gonna be flat on your back. Sons of Africa just invented this thing called rap. Tell them my secrets, that's why I'm putting their heads on flat. Built an empire quick, and it might not last. But I bet I go down in history as the run and smash, cause I'm a hitter.
Everywhere I go, everywhere I be, people recognize, everybody see. You could be a friend, you could be a foe. But if you play with my paper and play, you gotta go. Cause my country disappear, and the artillery. Don't fuck with me.
Song comes in, but I hope y'all appreciate what you're getting to hear right now. I hope you appreciate what you're listening to. This shit here is frontline music. Let's go.
Yo. Yeah, we got a story to tell. Now, I ain't had the best life, but I damn sure ain't had the worst one. We'll let y'all niggas know like this. I don't consider myself a self-centered, selfish person at all. But sometimes the streets bring out the worst of us all. Sometimes the niggas scream out and curse at the wall. I am not numb to pain, it still hurts when I fall. I am not one to blame for other persons involved. I cannot stop another nigga's urges to fall. I can just jot what I see through verses for y'all. Paint a picture of the drug deals, murders, and brawls. See the neighborhood I grew up in. The streets would shoe up men, swallow up gold and spew up. Flint. Inhale, cough up souls and spew up sin, and regurgitate the fate of niggas losing their kin. Sympathetic, not the least bit, at least with the
depends on who you talk to and
I swear life to treat you cold sometimes. I don't know about yours, but I love mine.
I'm still living.
I got my niggas in the pen and they say the same thing when I holler at them.
I'm still living.
Sometimes I wanna act a fool, but it's harder cause I love my little daughter and
I'm still living.
And if they come, no regrets, understand I'm a man, not a stool pigeon.
I'm still living.
Now rather coke lines or crack pipes, but dope fiends are stealing your bikes, buddy, that's a part of my life. Watching your moms and pops toe-to-toe in a fight over some bullshit like cigarettes with no regrets. Grandmother raised me, my niggas make it connect. You know the situation when you in that situation, yeah. When you can't sleep good cause you know that the dreams you're facing are nothing but nightmares of your real life situations. Got my patience right before I still love them. Raised apart from my brothers, but dog, I still love them. But I was raised with my aunts, uncles, and little cousins. I call my grandmother mama and my mama mama. My uncle's my brother, my aunt is my sister. But my uncle's in the pen and god damn it, I miss him. And these mishaps has forced my family out of tradition. The karma crying my niggas now. At least I'm still living. Life to treat you cold sometimes. I don't know about yours, but I love mine.
I'm still living.
I got my niggas in the pen and they say the same thing when I holler at them.
I'm still living.
Sometimes I wanna act a fool, but it's harder cause I love my little daughter and
I'm still living.
And if they come, no regrets, understand I'm a man, not a stool pigeon.
I'm still living.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies. Tell me why have you lied and raped my women, stripping them of their pride. Probably laugh when my mama would cry if she was out there struggling on welfare and healthcare to get by. Probably took this shit as a joke. Will you pepper spray my father in his face and then choked him until his toe broke? Or will you hug my granddaddy from trees with a rope and took pictures all laughing like,
yeah,
look at this dead nigga.
Bullet holes in my neighbor's kitchen. Praying for wisdom, the way the cause was dealt, it felt cursed if you came from Richmond. The same infliction that every nigga was given. Drugs and television, wind up in hella prison. Still, we had to move, so we moved because my mama was stressed. She didn't want to see me stuck in that mess. She didn't want to see a little boy gasp for breath because some jealous motherfuckers thought my jacket was fresh.
Yeah, life to treat you cold sometimes. I don't know about yours, but I love mine.
I'm still
I got my niggas in the pen and they say the same thing when I holler at them.
I'm still living.
Sometimes I wanna act a fool, but it's harder cause I love my little daughter and
I'm still living.
And if they come, no regrets, understand I'm a man, not a stool pigeon.
I'm still living.
See what's going on.
Basically, you know what I'm saying? But I see all this.
I see it.
Man.
Maybe if I was blind, then I wouldn't see my brother scheming. The street dream for cream, tuck your chain in, you'll see him fiending. To blast your head off, it's not funny how a body gets lost. My brothers need saving, somebody holler at the wreck. If I was blind, I wouldn't see these young ladies with babies. At 13, you barely know what a dick is. You crazy, you fucking, you wasn't thinking. Plus, homie was only pimping. It's disgusting. At 16, shit, he's only an infant.
If I was blind,
I think this baby could advance. But he got babies for parents, was mama's wearing the pants. Staring out the window, she thought she saw your pops at a glance. Not a chance, she sees him in your face and your feet and your hands.
If I was blind, then nothing like this would bother me. But a kid without a father will hardly grow up properly.
But poverty,
stomach pains can lead to armed robbery. So a kid becomes tough, they get locked up.
Maybe if I was blind, maybe if I was blind, you know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't see y'all little motherfuckers
doing this little dumb shit, you know
y'all
mean?
Little girls out there.
Yo, y'all wanna be pushing baby carriages?
Y'all so quick to grow up?
14 baby carriages, for
maybe
real?
Maybe if I was blind.
You know what I'm saying? And y'all motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Wanna die for change and shit.
Maybe if I was blind.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe if I was blind, then I wouldn't see my people being tortured by an upper class that seems to need a bigger fortune, a bigger portion of the globe. So watch how you roll, cause they murdered our ancestors for gold. If I was blind, I wouldn't know this. I wouldn't see the Mexicans on the corner waiting for work. I wouldn't know this. I wouldn't see my man, the X-Fiend, trying to stay focused, trying to find himself a job, but inside, he's feeling hopeless. If I was blind, then none of this stuff would matter. I wouldn't be a mad rapper, I'd probably be a rich bastard. Then again, the industry might love that, cause then I'll be one of them and leave behind all that rough crap. If I was blind, I hate Bush and believe him. I think other countries hate us cause they're envious of our freedom. What freedom? The freedom for the rich to oppress millions. Free to go to your country, pay you nothing, I get me billions. If I was blind,
the oppressor will only be held down for so long.
For real, you know what I mean? It's time to stand up.
The people will rise forward.
Maybe if I was blind, maybe if I was blind,
the soldiers wouldn't step up.
But I'm not, my third eye is open.
Maybe if I was blind.
Maybe if I was blind. Maybe. Maybe if I was blind,
I would believe in the American dream. I wouldn't see the American nightmare. I mean, I wouldn't see the hardships and the desperation in the big cities, trailer parks, and Indian reservations. I wouldn't recognize the boys in the hood. We were warriors, now we're greedy. We've been poisoned for good. I mean, there's no more young lords, no more Black Panthers. All we have is the real, the fake, and the studio gangsters. I sweep these problems under the rug. I'd probably be a politician and fall in love with the blood. Money, I know about the homeless and hungry, but they don't fund me like the corporations do to put in blood. I was blind, but wait a minute, I'm not. I see all these things in front of me, but will it stop? We're living in hell, and angry is how I feel. If we don't get it together, brethren, I hope heaven's for real.
I was blind.
Maybe if I was blind, you know what I'm saying?
I see this shit,
but it's happening.
You know what I mean? We see this shit.
Maybe if I was blind,
I ain't even hiding it no more. You know what I mean?
This shit is right in front of my fucking face.
I'm trying to blow up everything, right?
So, putting this shit in front of me and expecting me not to see it?
You know what I mean? Yo, are we blind? I mean, do you think people are blind?
Maybe if I was blind.
Oh, my friends, if that is any one thing we must see today.
Yeah, yeah, what's that, what's that?
Is that these a revolutionary time.
True indeed, true, true.
All over the globe, men are revolting against old systems of exploitation.
That's right.
And oppression.
Yeah.
Out of the wounds of a frail world, new systems of justice and equality are being born. Churches and baffled people of the land are rising up.
Go ahead.
Never before. People who sat in darkness, have seen a great light.
My brothers and sisters,
come on, come on, come on.
Yeah, yeah. We can.
All over the world.
Yeah, yeah.
My.
We
rise up.
That's right. Yo, we live in
dangerous times.
Behind
enemy lines.
Designs.
Bearing in mind.
I feel beat down. Sonic stutter sickening sound. The war cries, lost lives.
It's enough to make your world shut down.
In 6 minutes, yo, it's on.
Messed up the power bomb.
Changes up to the young and the regular folk.
Hard working.
Hold a hustle, bustle, everyday folk. The poor.
And so pure.
The have nots
and. Brothers and sisters. All over the world.
Rise up.
Movement.
We can do it. It's for us,
the whole world.
Given to us, the rich controlling TV.
Control what we see.
Make you think you're crazy and alone. Wanting love and peace, a simple fantasy we never gonna reach.
And lies is so deep.
From the book school teach, destroy the spark early on. We're repetition.
You're not worth your net worth.
Skrilla got us all wrong. My people come together, power singing this song.
Brothers and sisters,
we can.
Yeah,
yeah.
All over. Organize, realize, visualize, people. Mobilize, recognize, power for the people. Sacrifice, stay alive, listen to your soul. Love, pass it on, strong you, here we go. Make a change, rearrange, give and receive. A change gonna come, manifest it and believe. Sacrifice, say it loud, listen to your soul. Love, pass it on, strong you, here we go.
waking up my niggas. Rest every night, dream about my niggas. Block controllers, my real turf soldiers going out in a blaze in this wild street maze. Gunna fuck down, banging for the town. Hear the slugs fly by, see my niggas laid down. And when the smoke clears, see a puddle of tears or a puddle of blood from what life was. Bang for the cause, fuck the laws. My niggas loped out, that's what it's about. Or the fuck type life, niggas get your stripes. Blaze a blunt and pass it for my niggas in a casket. Pour a little liquor, the streets get sicker. And all these young niggas will blow your brains quicker. If it's for a gangster, a flame burn hot. R.I.P. for my niggas that die for the block, the block.
Where will they go? What will they do? Your name goes on.
Crack rocks to Glock shots, everyday living. Consequences, but we keep on sinning. In the book of life, ain't a damn thing forgiven. But my niggas keep on and stay on the mission. My nigga Lil Slim, a bone, we keep missing. My bro, no toes and tones, keep listening. Brain damage, big red TM, my nigga nuts. Move Jib and Tiger, this shit was fucked up. Niggas fall from grace, go to a better place. My nigga Ty Penny, my dog Baby Lays, Nook Nook, Kenny Ray, the list goes on. I rep this shit so your name lives on. From the bright sunrise to the darkest dawn, blood race through my veins when I feel this pain. So many niggas, I forget some names. Funerals crying and all the blood stains.
Where will they go? What will they do? Your name goes on.
Sip a 40 on the porch to all my young dogs. Live life raw. Keep this shit thuggin', we can't forget y'all. In the wake of this shit, we still stand tall. We mash full throttle, drink straight from the bottle. Avoid the gun smoke or shells that look hollow. Don't bang for nay bang, nigga, bang for change. God bless the dead, we live long range. If you talk that shit, nigga, walk that shit. Stay on your toes for niggas, crack your shit. Cause wigs get split and blocks get lit. Niggas get killed in this real street shit. Lost in the struggle, the quest to bubble. Trying to gain stripes with the money and the muscle. My loped out niggas, my dogs from the park. We gotta stand strong when the days get dark. My niggas.
Where will they go? What will they do? Your name goes on.
Looking for a few million to help a few chillin'. More heat, my man spit out 10 rocks. Get on you, them. War must stop. Down pressing I and I. War must stop. City yelling no war, but one more cop. Our man can take no more. Two leg shots. Clap, clap, clap.
More heat, you flick shots on the block.
Black.
Only 15 swallowed 15 rocks.
Wow.
Cops rush the block, streets blaze hot. Dollars was the plot. The hood need detox. Revolutionary rise, heat on cock. Oakland to Kingston, labeled as have nots. One shot, shot back. Time to take back the block. Take back, give back. Time to rebuild the block. Make that give back. Ancient is black. Black kings, black queens, black diplomats. Black man against the world, and you can't change that. Dating back to the days where they was lynching black. You can have what you want, so remember that. Let your inner light shine, and they can't dim that. Rastafari is dying, I like, believe that.
War heat.
My man spit out 10 rocks. Ghetto youth them.
War must stop.
Down pressing I and I.
War must stop.
City yelling no war.
Yeah. Where we at, you need to be hiking in. All terrain Gore-Tex with an axe like a Viking. You thinking that we piking in. Not too many shiny things, but we shining when. Asinine lyrics touch the Vatican. Spread love from Koreans to Eritrean. Peoples, where you at when I'm imagining. You ought to get open when it's cracking, man. Yeah, live at the rain, I'm a roster man. That burns stage when most folks do aspirin. What's happening? Hip-hop is African. And Salazi from the loin of King Solomon. From Abyssinian to all possible equations, latitude and longitude, the subterranean. Police issue tips to your brain again.
Open your mind up and listen. I'm on a mission.
My man spit out 10 rocks. Ghetto youth them.
War must stop.
Down pressing I and I.
War must stop.
City yelling no war.
But one more time.
Yo, our man can take no more.
Lick shot.
We are back with Congresswoman Barbara Lee talking about why she was the only one in Congress to vote against the president's resolution calling for war. You know, one of the things we often try to encourage people is to understand history. And, you know, you going back with just your history, you have come from an era when there was the Black Panthers and all those groups during the Vietnam era. And a lot of those groups found themselves subjected to the COINTELPRO policies of the FBI. They were harassed by the various government agencies, from local police to the CIA, and their patriotism was questioned. If we don't understand it, do you think we'll just fall into line, follow the okey-doke, and maybe not question government when we have a right to do so?
We certainly better. I understand the history and our history, and yes, I'm very on top of my own experience with these agencies, so I know what can happen. And I think we must be vigilant right now, David, because under the cloak of national security, many of our liberties could be just wiped off the floor. And, you know, it's not going to be good. And there are those of us who are going to fight, you know, to make sure that that does not happen. But we're also going to fight to make sure that justice is served by making sure that the people who did this and the organizations who did this are brought to justice. But we also have got to begin to look at our foreign policy and our diplomatic efforts and some of the reasons why we don't engage in dialogue with certain countries and individuals and organizations. You know, so this is a very complex problem. In the United States should be right now, I think, leading the world in showing our children how in the face of adversity, you know, we respond and minimize the loss of life. We don't want to see any more men, women, and children lose their lives. We cannot tolerate another terrorist attack, and we certainly cannot tolerate any loss of life anymore in our country and anywhere in the world.
If you're just tuning in to Hard Knock right now, we're hanging out talking with Congresswoman.
Thank you.
thunder and lightning, crumbling buildings, falling hurricanes, earth shattering, membrane scattering, insane happening, souls keep burning and the sky keeps plummeting.
The sky's falling, life is appalling, and death is lurking, niggas killing each other, leaving bodies, nobody's searching for, and juveniles are losing trials, catching a bit of murder, one and mothers is drinking and drugging, hoeing, searching for their son, and liquor stores up on every corner, and younger people done accepted defeat, and a melting pot of lava sleeping, in the hood is automatic, and can see when your foes lead until they death, and you pick in a pocket order, just get even, niggas is banging, they fathers was banging, they unks thugging, highly intelligent Africans lower to punch mugging, and the coppers is the clan, and the plan is run by your government, a genocidal thieves all the while the devil is loving it, and children in high school rolling through smoking their classes up, and people that's rich don't be checking for what is happening, degrading our women, knocking them up, leave them or smack them up, and ain't no way to reach us, we sleeping like hell's passing
fast. Thunder and lightning, crumbling buildings, falling hurricanes, shattering memories, staring insane, happening, souls keep burning in the sky.
Watching tornadoes twisting winds, nobody is listening, fires, no one pays attention, energies are erupting, blurring the intentional vision, doctors and lawyers and scientists all are locked in the prison of the mind, and all the youth are unreachable, but they teachable, but MCs don't be teaching them too, they deep down in their soul amongst the prostitution and pimping, robbing and stealing, we giving it, never true, this nigga land, hallelujah, never damn, the future,
religions is institutionalized,
giving you the lies, you die through pistols at the hand of your own people, it's lethal, but it's living proof, and steadily we smile at each death inside of our living room, and instead of college, they got us slanging after high school for the love of the money and everything that it'll buy you. Everybody out for that and to kill you if you arrival. 20 lines and one steak on the table. It's about survival. The sky is
falling.
Run, run.
Without touching down, I'm in the red zone. Hike, hike, hike to the end. sure as only a second to the final 3,599. Open your three eyes and your mind. Stop and realize the mark isn't hard to find. Yes, it's cleverly disguised and cloaked lies. Preconceived socks and bonds between so-called enemy ties. Read between the lines, true to shit like flies. One attracts the other, father to mother, sisters to brother. Spirits hovering like none other. Kill the idiot boxing and no greater than I. Some agent did then to bring last of block and show the people the true plot. To destroy the pumpkin for the growth of economical and foreign stock. Unleashing homicidal sentences in the name of different religions. Spouses are surrounded like hungry pigeons. Blazing chambers of fires burning. Aromas and faces of the innocent forever yearning and turning. For cover with slaughter and air raids. Precision brigades and stockades and bays. Outside to the inside. Bullets and propaganda falling from the sky like rain and pesticides. To transform and die. Civilians like peroxide. To soldiers of the vice empire. Into their life and faith gradually expires. Humans on these front lines. With lights world on a live wire. Tightrope and through these days and disarray. Watch out, watch out. Life is sold out of the caves and out for aid. No time to hibernate good ways. Here's the way. The answer is within and not with them and those little shifty acronyms. CIA, FBI, OIF, OIL. Submission under a spell. I bet you're wondering why don't pigs fly shit. Silly, cause their wings are imaginary. Death is secondary, living is primary. We all succumb to it in the end. No need to run, hide or false pretend. In the name of sin.
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 Kill the TV, but keep the faith. It's so easy to hate, and it's hard to relate. Love is always free, but time's money, and it's killing time. It's murder, then what's the word?
What about our future?
You're being tricked by three things I told you yesterday. There's religion that separates the media that causes fear because they're trying to get paid off these big businesses. And the governments that are all sleeping with each other doing deals on your dumb ass.
Build rather than destroy.
Education just to keep you waiting at the station.
heard enough and just indoctrination, boy, I'm hating. Left wing, right wing, liberal, Republican. This again told me vote, what a joke we blow. Baby crying, brain frying, it's the new millennium. Welcome to the territory, where you fight or run. Cadillac, prison guards, moving up behind bars. We in charge, live for God, no matter how hard. Senegal, French braid, basketball, kill a cop, feel the shots, Taliban, countryman, fat booty, come in cutie, you can soothe the pain, drop a couple ecstasy and watch it go insane, Ritalin, aspirin, something's for our life again, CNN, pathogen, the six is lost, no Iverson, get a job, pay your credit card, they're killing babies, overseas as they please, still they try to play me, media a lying too, everybody play the fool, I'ma do what I got to do to tell the truth. Cadillac, prison guards, moving in behind bars. We in charge, live for God, no matter how hard.
Most Americans love their country. The rights we have under our Constitution were paid for in blood by our founding fathers and with the lives of untold American servicemen and women. The ultimate sacrifice these patriotic Americans have made allows us a freedom that's unmatched in any other country in the world. But what if an unexpected enemy threatened to remove all liberty protected by our Constitution and to substitute in its place a complete police state dictatorship that knows no law, limited only by its own whim? The following program is an urgent wake-up call.
By the time the flags rotted off of their antennas, they were questioning who the real threat is. Big brotherly love is a 21st century's plague. No matter how bloody the glove, question evidence displayed. Don't forget what 2 plus 2 equals. Don't let them upgrade your math. No matter what they have as proof of evil. Remember when they went after the Jewish people? You don't recognize the same black mask as see-through. Attack of the eagles. If they don't fall dead before they reach me, I'll be damned if I don't shoot one in his bald head.
Fuck what we're forcing.
All I ever wanted was a warm bed and house that wasn't haunted. I'd rather die for a cause than to die just because. We exhausted natural resources, forced into war. We're storing wasteful ways, keeping other countries poor.
Monkey see, monkey do.
I wonder what the fucking monkeys saw. Keep rethinking, still frames in your mind. I guarantee they will change with time. Your outline is pixelated, poor resolution. While downtime is simply wasted, you are born execution style.
Head first in a trial.
I'll second the motion till the jury's bored to death and puts your neck in an ocean. Situation
volatile.
The naked problem child is trying to find the right clown costume to make his father smile. So he bombs while he tries to tell jokes. Ain't a false alarm, can't you smell the smoke? You're in the line of fire where they buy and sell votes. Our sense of liberty doesn't ring true, stupid. That's why the bell broke. Trench coat mafiosos repel rocks at recruitment officers and rebel against cops. Till they hurtle infinite circles in small cell blocks. Turtle upon turtle till they're all shell-shocked. This so-called president got elected in a courtroom with war efforts of pops. Inherited a fortune, we talk, talk. So the veterans of war assume the revolution stopped.
Hey Bobby, the masters are back.
They're back.
And they're up to no good, just like the old days. They play dead when you stood over their grave.
Bobby.
They play dead when you stood over their grave.
Don't you know?
Hey Bobby, the masters are back.
They're back.
And it's our turn to stand over their grave.
Don't you know?
I'ma do it right this time.
Right this time.
I'ma wait until their skin decays.
You can't roam a lost land as the last existing dinosaur. There's no escaping ass kickings in these times of war. Replacing apples with hospitals where doctors are hostile. Killing two pterodactyls with one fossil.
I got you.
If they don't fall dead before they reach me, I'll be damned if I don't shoot one in his bald head.
Fuck what we're force fed.
All I ever wanted was a warm bed
and house that wasn't haunted.
You can thumb through novels to have your fingerprints mashed. Descriptions of thinking criminals committing innocent acts of compassion. Tired civilians crawling with pistols.
We fired $1 million warning missiles.
Force the issues in the back of your head where eyes roll. Brainwash yourself
part of that mind control. Act a fool like you're told, but we won't see no justice till that bitch removes a blindfold. This ain't a love it or leave it, it's a change it or lose it. I won't sing the anthem of a nation who never faces the music, chasing an elusive caveman in spaceships that makes trips to the futures at a name brand. Faking progress, but we ain't advanced enough to change the posture of our ape stance. They got the key to the city, still they prefer the breaking entry, ducking weed. I'm shedding light inside the shadow box to make it empty. Bobby, the masters are bad,
they're bad,
and they're up to no good, just like the old days. They play dead when you stood over their graves.
Bobby,
they play dead when you stood over their graves.
Don't you know?
Hey, Bobby, them masters are bad,
they're bad,
and it's our turn to stand over their graves.
Don't you know?
I'ma do it right this time,
right this time.
I'ma wait until their skin decays. Attack of the eagles. If they don't fall dead before they reach me, I'll be damned if I don't shoot one in his bald head. Fuck it, we're force fed. All I ever wanted was a warm bed.
Warm bed.
There's nothing scarier than the human stories I tell ghosts. Chilling accounts with my tongue frozen to bedpost. The catharsis is of carcasses whenever threats are close. Shows a heartlessness that doesn't register in stethoscopes. Sell your hopes for a homeland security chart. Till your sense of selves are broken, no man's peer in the heart. Preventive detention for the folks who never left home. Tensions have grown 24-7 red zone.
Scare tactics
got you under control.
The fear factor
of a color code. The uppers know they can't hold you down without having ankles attached.
It's all the same.
Nah, balls and chains and ankles don't match. So drag your torso back to the off-road. We may have lost the fashion battle, but we ain't lost the wardrobe. Go window shopping for your next three meals.
Cause when we start the revolution, all you probably do is steal.
Hey, Bobby, the masses are bad.
They're bad.
And they're up to no good, just like the old days. They play dead when you stood over their grave.
Bobby,
they play dead when you stood over their grave.
Don't you know?
Hey, Bobby, the masters are bad.
They're bad.
And it's our turn to stand over their grave.
Don't you know?
I'ma do it right this time. Cause I'ma wait, I'ma wait,
I'ma wait,
I'ma wait,
I'ma wait,
I'ma wait,
I'ma wait,
I'ma wait,
I'ma wait,
I'ma wait,
I'ma wait,
I'ma wait,
I'ma wait,
I'ma wait.
Man, I blame everybody, man, for this whole chaos out here, man. This shit is crazy, crazy.
Everybody being cowards got us into this mess.
Stand up and be a man, a woman, a child.
Now the world sees us a pristine work of Prescott Bush. Now that baby Bush holds his hand up like Hitler. While his daughter poses nude at the sight of liquor. Now the world's in a state of chaos, critical chaos.
They drop bombs on fetuses, I'm never drinking church coffee. They bomb Ramadan alongside of weapons monopoly. Maglev, Illuminati, 43 cities concealed. The plan is 85% slated for bonded. While you pay homage to a cowboy trying to be Nazi. Uranium ensures depletion of future Iraqi. The Arab world wants Starbucks, they starstruck. Food for oil, blood for soil, now America's spoiled.
Man, I blame Jews, Christians, and Muslims, and Hindus, and Taoists. I blame all them cats, man. Bring this shit back.
What looks like the work of those demons? You know the ones that I know. The ones whose stories have failed. Told in an American tone. It's like red, right, and you. We support people who are the real victims of terrorism by corporate gluttony. Who lobby with those with the weapons of mass destruction? Push the buttons. Nothing will change as long as they're
nothing.
Bush and Bin Laden folklore.
No.
Now Saddam, who is that cat of Taliban?
Who is it? Who is it?
Al Qaeda. Maybe he was a child
Where's
of Hitler.
Weapons
like Bush.
Of mass destruction.
AKK seems Where? To be like the CIA.
Where?
The FBI is similar to the IRS.
Yes.
The NRA is like the WHO.
No.
AIDS happens to be the SARH. But the POPE is the devil to me.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Colin Powell. Token
Cracker.
Reagan sympathizer who rewrites the future of my third world cousins, the black man, the red man,
man.
The tan man, the
man.
Yellow man, the brown man,
any man,
so that the white man can be the last man standing.
Nah, man, wait a minute.
Ain't happening.
That's
now.
Not happening.
Not happening.
You can't lick me like those Dixie chicks, bitch.
Tomahawk, Tomcat, compact, collateral. Damage to the soul of the globe on sabbatical.
What?
Congress is full of maggots. Everybody's got a habit. They can cure AIDS by appliance and empty your bloodstream for maggots. Disease pays the bill, your vote weighs but nil. The bush is burning, cocaine takes up all the fields. Bipartisan politics, pick a poison. While you stare at Halle Berry, I'm watching out for Halliburton. The government is a bad, bad pig that don't fly straight.
Straight. Word.
We blame everybody.
But I blame the black man who refuses to stand up and take what was theirs. To bring peace to the earth. Get your mind off the turf.
We blame everybody.
I blame Ariel Sharon and the Lincoln Party. Israel should be a dependent on my W-2 tax return.
We blame everybody.
I blame Jackie
everybody.
Jackson, a faction of Stephen Fetchin, Thatchin, the White House Negro, political Sambo. Oh no.
No.
Their selfish plan has us all fucked up, and in the end, they ain't gonna get shit anyway.
I blame Congress, the blind leading blind. It's time to dismantle that aspect of the government. So maybe we need to diminish the government. Let thyself acquire its own wealth.
I blame you, man.
I blame stupid-ass racist people that spent all their time tripping on all the other people that's been here trying to save their punk ass. And in the end, we all fucked.
It's your
I blame Condoleezza Rice because twice I seen her shaking Bush's nuts like some dice. That bitch needs to be put in a vice.
I blame all the rappers and basketball and football players out here making all this money.
Because
in the end, we ain't did shit with it.
We got us in this mess we in.
Around from town to town, background never allowed them to settle down. Family traveling state to state, home base location changed from day to day. But that's just how he was raised. Since a boy couldn't wait till he'd see the day, his dream would come true. The path he took next was to follow in his father's footsteps. Grandpa fought the Japs and Pops fought the Goose, and his bumper sticker please support the troops. But it wasn't like something he was forced to do. It was obvious throughout the course of the youth. From G.I. Joe's to ROTC, there was dome shaved clean, dressed in army green, to face and train him to live out his dream. Honored to give his life for the stars and stripes. On the back of his sweater to remind him to always strive for something better. Before he passed, he told Ray this. He said, brother, don't get caught up in the same things that I did. Cause in the hood, we foot soldiers. Used to fight they battles and push Doja. My life on the line, but the wars didn't profit me. Don't follow me, Ray, get off the street. Ray took the words to heart and changed his ways. Went from making moms worry to making A's. Even made moms cry graduation day. But tuition cost more than what Ray had saved. So to get his education paid and be all he could be, the service seemed to meet all his needs, till the day war broke out across the sea. Scared and unprepared for this odyssey, he came back from combat and altered beast. Brother's words echoed through his thoughts constantly. Put his life on the line, but the war didn't profit him. It's like he's back on his feet someday. But that's the span of time that Sean was gone. Involved in situations unable to speak on. He survived the experience and made him strong. Now it's been 2 years since active duty. Getting back to the life that he left behind. Settled down on the streets that he used to run. Steady job, night classes, a newborn son. Till the fateful night, phone ring pierced the silence. They can't be serious, they gotta be lying. His surface required ship off for 2 days. There's a war going on and the war don't wait. The decision was made and he had no say. Told his wife, baby, everything will be okay. Watching the sun rise, son asleep on his chest. Praying he make it back to see his first step.
Thank you. we're all caught up in the rapture.
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 What good is that? Will only get us killed. Together get things done better and you gotta let your wounds heal. But I'm telling you if I don't feed you that real. Bill, gotta be all that you can be. But not in the army, cause they wanna harm me. Mentally and physically, a possible injury to leave a permanent handicap. With no kind of life when I come back. Like the ghetto boys from the Apple War. Especially if I'm dead to your society, I could be wasting my time. Cause if I wanna join the Marines or the Navy, I would fine, or at least not now. Do you agree that that would be a waste of talent? Instead, I'm a dread on the mic, you like the way I style it. These cries of I and I. This road is a long road, and you really gotta be gifted. It's easy for a musician or an artist to get twisted. It's a constant crucifixion with the music on my back. Like I'm on my way to Calvary, and not just for a salary. I gotta do it, though I try to get abused. Even still, ain't gonna be no big eyes and little U's, cause that's the wrong.
Caught up in the rapture.
Caught up in the rapture.
Coming
at you. We in this together, we in this alone. We in this for the good times and the bad times, the weak and the strong. If we get along and listen to each other, we learn. Communication's vital when your title is unconcerned. You're pacified, waiting to be captured. Caught up in the rapture, bombs coming at you. Who's the master of your own destiny? Is it you? Concentrated to a thought, telling your body what to do. You don't know half of one thing, but you think and you know what every. Don't ask for too much too soon, cause you might get it and not be ready.
We're ready.
For whatever, any weather in this endeavor. It won't be done in vain if we maintain together. And even if we split, I'll meet with the crossroads. And for all the people who fear, I fear we've lost those. So many believe this life is a lost cause. When you win so many, you can't count the predicament to which they got y'all. But knowing half the battle, many battles make up war. Information locked in closets, I've just opened the door. Telling you who's wicked, I ain't selling you no whoop ticket. Will you be with it or convicted in the rapture?
Caught up in the rapture.
Caught up in the rapture.
Caught up in the rapture.
We're all caught up in the rapture. All caught up.
In the rapture.
If we're gonna be fools, we'll be captured.
It's coming at you.
It's coming at you.
Who's the master?
Who's the master?
Of your own destiny. Is it you? Is it you? Is it you?
won't be sleeping in our own beds. We won't be sleeping in our own beds.
Today to hear the weatherman say it was gonna be another sunny day in hell. Now this glass stuck in my hand and I just don't understand how this got me for life, but I'm still here. So they stole my memory with the pictures on TV, and I sat through it and I took it on the chin. And now I sit here passively, smoking like a chimney, and I wonder sometimes where it all went south. On a sunny day in hell, sunny day in hell. On a sunny day in hell, sunny day in hell. So they got me to my feet,
and pushed me out onto the street. In a taxi cab to a waiting room I sped. When in her Sunday clothes passed a girl named Anna Rose, who said, "Look up," when I was looking low. On a sunny day in hell, a sunny day in hell. On a sunny day in hell, a sunny day in hell. For the times when I've forgotten, when you called me Johnny Rotten, and they told me you'd be sitting in the sun. Down at the riverside, where I can sit and hide, and think about some things I haven't done. On a sunny day in hell, a sunny day in hell.
sun went down and the jungle fire was burning. Down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away, beside the crystal fountains. So come with me, we'll go and see the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes, and you sleep out every night. Where the boxcars all are empty, and the sun shines every day. On the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees, the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, all the cops have wooden legs, and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit, and the barns are full of hay. Oh, I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the rain don't fall, the wind don't blow, in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, you never change your socks, and the little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. The brakemen have to tip their hats, and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and of whiskey, too. You can paddle all around them in a big canoe in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, the jails are made of tin, and you can walk right out again as soon as you are in. There ain't no short-handled shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm a-going to stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the Turk that invented work in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. I'll see you all this coming fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountains.
Hi. shed. Oh, yeah. With my lather. He was hiding in the middle of a mountain. Oh, well, the high shed, oh, he will hide in the middle of the mountain. Oh, well, the head hung down, long, long, with his head hung down. Then the high shed, oh, yeah. Well, that high shed, no lather, there's a lather come to arrest you. Every day or night, Lord, Lord, every day or night. Oh, there's a lather, it's all a high shed.
This is Free Radio Anytown. We scoff at the law. And now, here's millions of dead cops. What's going on here? There's a red light on my chest.
Get down on the floor. Hands on your head.
Just have to knock.
We don't knock on criminals' doors, sweetheart, and we don't knock on yours. Now get down! Okay, guys, round up the suspects.
What suspects? I'm the only one here. Why are they talking to the tape decks?
They are following the law. This radio station is under arrest.
You got a warrant?
Right here. It says we can arrest all equipment associated with your slimy little operation.
What are they doing on the roof?
Taking your antenna into custody. Love this job.
You know, I'd be happy to take it down for you.
Don't try to move, sweetheart. We got technology you haven't even dreamed of. And it's pointing right at your pretty little head. You guys got everything?
Transmitter, antenna, CD player, tape decks, turntable, computer, microwave oven, TV, toaster, juicer.
Not the juicer!
You think we'd leave anything behind so you could get back on the air? We're smarter than you think, you little commie.
Okay, boss. We got it all.
All right, let's go. Donut dreams open in 10. Come on, sweetheart. You got a date with justice. This true crime story happens all over America. Don't let it happen to you. Keep your ears clean. Follow the rules and stay off the airwaves. We may come knocking at your door.
Will tomorrow bring the light of day? Will our house be rubble blown asunder? In the cellar we will hide ourselves and pray. Will the smoke clear in the morning? Will the city all go down in flames? Will the factory be standing? Will life here ever be the same? There's terror in the skies of this city. Fear is in the hearts of children, women, and men. And they never see the faces of the killers. As the storm comes again.
A glimpse of what it's like when an Israeli missile hits just meters from your home. Every day and every night since this war began, this is what the men, women, and children here are seeing and feeling over and over again. And Israel has warned this is just the beginning. We went to Sira Eid and Wafa al-Ramli, who live with their three children just next to the ministry complex of the deposed government. More than a dozen Israeli missiles hit the complex within a matter of minutes at 1 a.m. Tuesday morning. The family were asleep at their neighbor's house at the time.
Look what they did to our house. This is not about hitting Hamas or authority buildings like the Israelis say. This is a war on us, the people of Gaza.
The sound when the explosion happens. Oh, the sound.
I asked 17-year-old Maram how she felt when she heard the missile strikes. At first, she couldn't even answer.
All our lives we are suffering. Now my home is gone. We have nothing. That's it.
And just as we were talking, the neighbors rushed in to say a warning had been issued for everyone to evacuate the area. We can hear the sound of the Israeli drones just above us, and there's word that we may have to evacuate the area because the ministry buildings are just to our left here, not very far away at all. And that is why everyone is moving whatever they can and trying to get out of here. But the problem is, where can everyone go?
You ask me how it is
that I dare to take aside. You say I loathe myself, pointing out you have lied. You say it's tribal warfare, but I disagree, for the dynamics of the situation are not difficult to see. On the one side is the fighter jet, on the other is the stone. On the one side is the slave, on the other is the throne. For the many there are checkpoints, while foreign soldiers rule the streets. For the one side there is victory, but the people don't accept defeat. The word you need to know is occupation, the very definition of a land without a nation. And if peace is what you're after, then let us not deceive. It'll come on the day the tanks return to Tel Aviv. All across the world you can hear the people say, the children of Jerusalem will be free one day. In overcrowded camps amidst the stench of death that flies to the suburbs of Detroit, you can hear the anguish cries. While in the land of Israel, with God ever on their side, walls and fences are constructed, papers are denied. People fight for their existence while we turn a blinded eye. And those who should know better insist on asking why. The words need to know is occupation, very definition of a land without a nation. And if peace is what you're after, then let us not deceive. It will come on the day the refugees return to Tel Aviv.
Fierce battles were waged on the ground, the onslaught continued from the air. Airplanes, tanks, artillery and naval boats pounding Gaza as Israeli forces took up positions inside the strip. Here, a helicopter gunship opening fire. The ground offensive started once darkness fell on the eighth day of the war on Gaza. There were airstrikes as troops crossed the border. Palestinian families who spent most of the last week hiding in their homes now have to contend with close quarter battles on the streets.
In a few hours, the enemy will realize that they made a big historical mistake when they decided to enter Gaza. The Zionist leaders have launched this war for electoral gains. It will be their political failure. This aggression targets all Palestinians. The coordination is not only between the resistance factions. The entire Palestinian people are facing this aggression, and they are aware that this is a battle of existence. The Palestinian people largely supports the resistance. The more the Zionist propaganda grows, the more the Palestinian people are attached to the resistance. The entire Palestinian people and the resistance are united fighting the occupation. They know that they have to be steadfast. They are ready to give everything. There are field operation rooms on the ground in every area where there is an incursion. There is a direct coordination between other Palestinian factions and us. The battle has just started, and the enemy should endure the consequences and results. They should be ready for the bad news coming from the Gaza Strip. Before this attack started, we made it clear that if the occupation widens their aggression against Gaza, we would hit sensitive areas. But because of their arrogance, the occupation didn't listen to us, and we hit the areas.
Here comes the helicopter, second time today. Everybody scatters and hopes it goes away. How many kids they've murdered, only God can say. If I had a rocket launcher, if I had a rocket launcher, if I had a rocket launcher, I would retaliate.
Red alert in the town of Sderot. People run for cover. A rocket has been fired from Gaza, and within 15 seconds it will land. were all bundled into a bomb shelter, along with some important visitors from the United States. The mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg, is in town. He's here to be photographed showing solidarity with the people of Sderot. When it comes to the people of Gaza, however, he sounds less sympathetic.
Mayor Bloomberg, what do you think about the dozens of Palestinian civilians killed in Gaza?
I think it's a disgrace, and you should talk to Hamas. They're putting their own people at risk, and it's an outrage. If Hamas would focus on building a country rather than destroying another one, those people wouldn't get injured and wouldn't get killed.
Sderot is only a couple of kilometers from the Gaza border, and it's been in the firing line for several years. Today, a rocket landed in this street, blowing away the back wall of a house. The people living next door are Russian Jews who only moved to Israel 3 years ago. When we heard the sirens, we were scared, Zoya tells me. We prayed to God that it would not hit us. It landed in the backyard.
I want to raise every voice. At least I've got to try. Every time I think about it, water rises to my eyes. Situation desperate. Echoes of the victim's cry. If I had a rocket launcher. Some son of a bitch would die.
A few hours after Israel launched its ground offensive in Gaza, explosions just north of Gaza City. After 8 days of airstrikes, Israeli troops are now inside the Palestinian territory, pounding targets with tank shells, as well as bombs and missiles. But already it's counting its own casualties. These soldiers were wounded in the first hours of the ground operation and evacuated to the southern Israeli city of Beersheba. Gazans woke on Sunday to plumes of smoke above their homes, a chilling sign that Israel's Operation Cast Lead is now into its second phase. Israel says its mission is to shut down Hamas.
Condemned for being
officials say they're only targeting Hamas leaders, its headquarters, and buildings used for storing weapons. But scores of civilians have been killed in the Gaza Strip.
Why hit a home with 20 people inside with no warning? What can be the reason for hitting civilians? Is this a war against us?
I'm also a civilian, and I don't keep in my basement a barrage of rockets and a storage for rockets. Neither do my neighbors. But you can see many civilians using their houses for launching sites, for storing weapons, and so on. This situation cannot go on.
Both sides have declared they're prepared for a long battle, but they've also said they would prefer peace. For now, though, Israel and Hamas seem intent on continuing the cycle of violence.
I think victory will come very soon. I'm not afraid of war, nor death. We only die once. We got used to war, and by God's will, we will achieve victory.
No, we are not scared at all. We do expect the worst, but what God wants will happen. Our weapon is our faith, which is facing their weapons of jets and tanks.
We are not the occupiers. Israel is. All of this is an aid of Israel's security, whilst the Arab countries are keeping silent. Moreover, they recognize Israel. Is recognizing Israel the only way to have a normal...
Go to sleep, you little babe. Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Your mama's gone away and your dad's gonna stay. Don't leave nobody but the babe. Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Everybody's gone in the cotton and the corn. Didn't leave nobody but the babe. You're a sweet little babe.
You're a sweet little babe.
You're a sweet little babe.
You're a sweet little babe.
Honey in the rock and the sugar don't stop. Gonna bring a bottle to the babe. Don't you weep, pretty babe.
Don't you weep, pretty babe.
Don't you weep, pretty babe.
Don't you weep, pretty babe.
She's long gone with her red shoes on. Gonna need another loving babe. Go to sleep, little babe.
Go to sleep, little babe.
Go to sleep, little babe.
Go to sleep, little babe.
You and me and the devil makes three. Don't need no other loving babe. Go to sleep, little babe.
Go to sleep, little babe.
Go to sleep, little babe.